A recent study finds that Connecticut ranks third nationwide in overall income inequality. The research done by the Economic Policy Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit, was based on 2015 IRS tax filings and measured each state's top 1% earners versus the other 99. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
The EPI study revealed that Connecticut's 1%ers bring in 37 times more money than the average of everyone else's income. Mark Price partnered with the EPI to produce the report. He's a labor economist for the Keystone Research Center. Price says that income inequality is being driven nationwide by trends at the top.
In particular, Fairfield County, which is your most unequal county, is the home to a lot of hedge funds and folks in the financial industry. And that, in fact, is one of the key drivers of those very high incomes for those folks at the very top of the distribution.
To be in the top 1% nationally in 2015, EPI determined that the income threshold was almost $422,000. But in Connecticut, that number was $700,000. Price says raising the minimum wage, reducing the cost of attending college, and finding ways to tax 1%ers at a higher rate are potential fixes. But does Governor Daniel Malloy believe imposing more taxes is a viable solution?
Only if you want to lose the 1%. I think that you have to have a balanced approach, and I think the best way to change that inequality is to attract more good, high-paying jobs, and to do that across the board throughout the state.
Price, the researcher, is unsure what the future holds. While he believes filings for 2016 and 2017 will show that the other 99% are making more money, he expects faster income growth for 1%ers. That's due in part to the Trump administration's recent tax cuts. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.